the battle with the spiders and throughout the long night of troubled dreams, Thorin Oakenshield was in the dungeon of the Wood Elves. Separated from the others in the dark, he had been captured and dragged to the cave of the king, who commanded that the dwarf be brought before him.
Why did you and your folk try to attack my people at their merrymaking?
We did not attack them. We came to beg, because we were starving.
Where are your friends now, and what are they doing?
I don't know, but I expect starving in the forest.
What were you doing in the forest?
Looking for food and drink because we were starving.
But what brought you into the forest at all? Very well. Take him away and keep him safe until he feels inclined to tell the truth, even if he waits 100 years.
The following day, the other dwarves were also captured, all except Bilbo, who popped on his ring and slipped quickly to one side when the wood elves called the dwarves to halt. He followed the elves and their prisoners to the king's cave and slipped inside before the great gates closed behind them with a clang. The prisoners were brought before the elven king, who looked grimly at the dwarves.
Unbind them. They need no ropes in here. There is no escape from my magic doors for those who are once brought inside.
What have we done, O king? Is it a crime to be lost in the forest, to be hungry and thirsty, to be trapped by spiders? Are the spiders your tame beasts or your pets if killing them makes you angry?
It is a crime to wander in my realm without leave. Do you forget that you are in my kingdom, using the road that my people made? You have troubled my people and roused the spiders with your riot and clamor. Now, what brings you here? Take them to prison until they have learned sense and manners.
Each dwarf was put in a separate cell, and none was told that Thorin was also a prisoner of the king. It was Bilbo who found that out. After a week or two of sneaking about with the ring on, Bilbo managed to find out where each dwarf was kept. What was his surprise one day to overhear some of the guards talking and to learn that there was another dwarf in prison too, in a specially deep, dark place. He guessed at once, of course, that it was Thorin.
Psst! Thorin Oakenshield, are you inside?
Mr. Baggins, is that you?
Yes, it is. Are you all right?
For a prisoner. Are the others safe?
They're locked in cells like this.
How did you escape, Mr. Baggins? And how did you find me?
I'll tell you all about it later. I have a plan to set us all free. The gates are locked by magic, but there's another way out. A stream flows under the king's cellar, and the elves cover it with trap doors, which they open to bring in supplies that are shipped up the river.
And how are we to escape from the cells?
I haven't found out yet, but be ready to go when I discover a way.
For some time, Bilbo thought about the water gate and wondered if it could be used for the escape of his friends. Huge empty barrels sat beside the trapdoors, ready to be pushed into the river where they floated back to Lake Town at the end of Long Lake. Bilbo began to form a desperate plan. Then he heard the king's butler bidding the chief of the guards good night.
Oh, but come with me and taste the new wine that has just come in.
It's good, good.
I'll be hard at work tonight, clearing the cellars of the empty barrels. So let's have a drink first to help the labor.
Very good. I'll taste with you.
Yes,
and see if it's fit for the king's table. There's a feast tonight, and it not do to send up poor stuff.
Oh, no, you're right, quite right, quite right.
When he heard this, Bilbo was all in a flutter, for he saw that luck was with him, and he had a chance at once to try his desperate plan. Soon they began to drink and laugh merrily.
It must be potent wine to make a wood elf drowsy, but the chief guard is nodding his head.
Very soon he laid it on the table and fell fast asleep. The butler went on talking and laughing to himself without seeming to notice. But soon his head, too, nodded to the table, and he fell asleep and snored beside his friend.
Now to get the keys.
One more time.
But what are we going to do?
No time now. Just follow me.
But I'll...
Keep together and stay out of sight. We've got to free Thorin. He's the last one, and his cell is not far from the cellars.
I don't know why we're going this way.
Don't argue. There's a good fellow. Psst. Thorin.
Mr. Baggins.
Come out quietly.
Upon my word. Gandalf spoke true as usual. A pretty fine burglar you make, it seems, when the time comes.
Follow me and stay together.
I'm sure we're all at your service, whatever happens after this, Mr. Baggins.
This way.
Thorin.
Shh. This way. Here we are, the king's cellars.
Now what comes next?
We'll put one in each of these empty barrels, and when they're thrown into the river and float away from the cave, we'll be free.
We'll be bruised and battered to pieces.
And drowned for certain.
We thought we had got some sensible notion when you managed to get hold of the keys. This is a mad idea.
Very well. Come along back to your nice cells, and I'll lock you all in again, and you can sit there comfortably and think of a better plan.
Well, it might work.
We could put straw around us to protect us.
And holes in the end for air.
All right, Mr. Baggins. We'll try your plan.
There was little time to lose. Before long, as Bilbo knew, some elves would come to help the butler get the empty barrels through the doors into the stream below. They soon found 13 with room enough for a dwarf in each. At last they were all stowed. Thorin turned and twisted in his tub and grumbled like a large dog in a small kennel. Balin's lid had been fitted on when Bilbo heard the sound of voices and saw the flicker of lights.
Where's the old galleon, the butler?
I didn't see him at the tables tonight. He ought to be here now to show us what's to be done.
I'll be angry if the old slow coach is late. I'm no wish to waste time down here while the song is up.
There's the old villain with his head on a jug.
He's been having a little fish with his friend the captain.
Jacob, welcome.
Come on now, old friend.
You're all late. Here I am, waiting and waiting down here while you fellows drink and make merry and forget your tasks. Small wonder I fall asleep from weariness. No.
Come give us a taste of your sleeping draught before we begin.
Why, Gary, your feasting early has muddled your wits.
What?
You've stacked some full casks here instead of the empty ones, if there's anything in
wait. Get on with the work. There's nothing in the feeling of white and weak arms like yours. These are the ones to go into the stream and no others.
Very well.
On your head be it, if the king's full butter tubs and his best wine go into the river.
Down went the barrels into the stream, one after another, with many a clash and a bump, thudding on top of ones below, smacking into the water, jostling against the walls of the tunnel, knocking into one another, and bobbing away down the current. It was just then that Bilbo discovered the weak point in his plan. How was he to escape? And what would happen to the dwarves without him? As the very last barrel was being rolled to the doors, he caught hold of it and was pushed over the edge with it. Down into the water he fell, splash into the cold, dark water with the barrel on top of him. He came up again, spluttering and clinging to the wood like a rat. But for all his efforts, he couldn't scramble on top. The trap doors fell to with a boom. The voices of the elves faded away. He was in the dark tunnel, floating in icy water, all alone, for you cannot count friends that are all packed up in barrels. Finally, the barrels passed out of the tunnel into the open stream. When the barrel he was holding stuck against some hidden roots, Bilbo crawled on top and lay spread out to keep the balance. Down the river he went in the midst of the barrels. They had escaped from the wood elves, but whether alive or dead, still remains to be seen.